Hello, cadets. It's not space camp anymore, but we're always in space.
You're always cadets to us.
That's right, and you're always in space when we are consulting the stars. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to your November horoscopes edition. That is sweet Jamie Ryan in Los Angeles.
And that's Austin Williams in Chicago.
Oh, Shabbat Shalom. Hello. So, before we get too nitty-gritty in our good old-fashioned November energy, we wanted to give a special Spooktober edition shout-out to specifically your Halloween weekend, which is still yet to pass. Uh-huh. Okay. Listen, it's a horny time, it's a spooky time, and we thought we'd dwell on it for a minute. So, if I may, I'd like to highlight the days, beginning on Sweet Thursday, the 28th, and
today,
taking you all the way through
listen to this.
Your spookiest time, yes, starting today. Okay, so what's going on today on the 28th, okay? We've got a fourth quarter moon phase in Leo. Listen, y'all, it is time to clean up and clear out over the next week creatively and work on issues that have impacted your self-esteem and ability to give yourself attention. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, big talk. It's also worth noting that today, additionally, on this fair 28th, Venus and Sagittarius sextile Jupiter and Aquarius. Whoa, those are a lot of words. Hello. What does it mean? What does it mean? I'll tell you. You can feel really good. And this can help you get along better with others and spend more time with loved ones. Okay. Mm. Tomorrow, Friday the 29th, now we're really getting spooky, getting into the weekend, we see our moon in Leo sextile Mercury in Libra. What does it mean? Communication can be better, and you can work on being more open and honest and expressing yourself. Seems like a good weekend to do that.
Express those
All
honest
I'm
needs.
Saying. Mm-hmm. Listen, express yourself. Take on a different persona. Convey your needs as someone else, but also yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the 30th, on All Hallows Eve, ooh, I did it, Mars enters Scorpio. Dun, 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 dun. Listen, energy can drive and things can get much more passionate and focused over the coming weeks, mm-hmm. which like,
zeroing
whoa.
In.
Mm-hmm. Listen. You may dig deeper, get to the source, find solutions, and can have such a strong will that perhaps you could get through anything. Okay,
oh my.
We got a little bit of that scorpion mystery and deep mm-hmm. diving, but some power here too, powering Mars. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've also seen on this fair 30th, Sun in Scorpio goes square to Saturn in Aquarius. What does it mean? Everything that is on your plate, which could be candy this day, we don't know, might be a bit much sugar perhaps. Okay. You might want to find some space within the limitations you have. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling like everything is bogging you down in this spooky season, maybe you need to create a little space for yourself.
Maybe you do.
And finally, of just a last additional note, on Halloween itself, the 31st, the spookiest day of the year, the moon in Virgo trine Uranus in Taurus. What does it mean, cadets? Consider working on doing things in different ways. Mm. If that way you've been attempting hasn't given you the results you're looking for, maybe this is your costume, maybe it's a larger problem. You decide, okay? But we got some big spooky energy, and really I feel like across all of these days, some encouragement to give yourself some attention, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Figure out ways you can get along with people better, ways you can be more open and honest with expressing yourself, diving deep with some drive and energy and passion, and creating some space for yourself within some limitations, and maybe considering things a little bit differently than you have in the past. Feels a little inward to go outward, if you know what I'm saying.
Speaking of going inward to go outward, I feel that, like, especially because this is a heavy Scorpio time, kind of mid Scorpio season that we're experiencing, yes. Halloween, it's like an excessively sexual time. And so to me, what I hear when you're reading these dates is that it seems like maybe this will be a weekend full of continued attempts to peg your male identifying partner, you know, trying things.
Yes.
A new way that you haven't tried before, tapping into your deeper, darker, maybe
orifices.
Well, your orifices as well as your desires, but really that persistence of trying things new ways. And especially,
all to say that, like, this podcast and Halloween pair well with pegging.
Yeah, listen, we fingered our way through Space Camp and we have graduated to pegging. And it's the end of Spooktober. And it sounds to me like it's a great time to keep trying. Just pay attention to your own pleasure is what I heard Austin saying with those dates personally.
I mean, you guys, we pay attention to your own pleasure. We fingered our way through Space Camp. And we are paying our way through Halloween, as Jamie so beautifully and poetically put. And I can only imagine what we do for Hanukkah and Christmas this year. I'm just saying, we can't know, okay?
Absolutely.
Things are figuratively and literally getting looser and looser here at Why Are You Like This?
Okay. They are lubing up. And last note about Halloween is that, remember, on the 31st, the sort of witch's new year, that the veil between the world of the living and the dead has thinned, making it easier to communicate with spirits, or perhaps easier to penetrate the tight, tight asshole. I don't know. Just try again. Just try again this Halloween.
Just try again. Just try again. Listen, I am so invested in just the ability to try on different personas and shake shit up this Halloween weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Try on a dildo. Put it in your boyfriend's butt. Anyway, all right.
Go off. Okay.
So that's Halloween. And I hope you have a great time and be safe this weekend. Make strong choices for yourself and others. Anyway.
That's right.
This is really about November. So what is...
If we have to.
Okay. Listen, November 1st is like the world's hangover, you know? Like, it's a hard morning to wake up on.
Certainly. Halloween, the only holiday that potentially gets funner the older you get, comes to a close. That's a hangover emotionally and sometimes physically. Okay.
Often both. Yeah. All right. So November it is. We are starting off the month, obviously still in Scorpio season. And so once again, a happy birthday to all of you. But we will be continuing to experience these Scorpion themes of secrets, revelations, dark, watery parts of ourselves, and especially sensuality and sexuality.
Sensual.
Yeah, like not just fucking, but also like, I don't know, maybe you're like really enjoying.
Not just fucking, but also fucking perhaps.
Fucking,
you know?
For sure, but also like, I don't know, other sensual delights like food stuff. I don't know. I
was going to say eating a nacho platter.
Ooh. I was picturing sort of like Greek mythology, like fruit eating, but then it got replaced with nachos when you said that. It was a nice visual. Anyway.
You're welcome. You're welcome to all of you. Yes,
during
yes.
this Scorpion time, you may need a little more time to rest and recharge on account of all of the themes of secrets and like dark, watery things that keep coming to the top. So, you know, it'll take it out of you. But after that, the back half of November is going to belong to the Sagittarians. And I have
sweet Sagittarius.
Many beloved Sagittarians in my life. Most of you are December Sagittarius, though, so I'll hold it for now.
I'm gonna marry one.
I know.
I've said it before. I'll say it again.
You
have. Come for me, my Sagittarian husband.
And Sagittarius season is a good time to maybe be open to learning new ways of doing things, new people coming into your life, having some new adventures. And there's a lot of potential for some serious self-discovery during Sagittarius season. And also it's a good time to discern what is worth your time and efforts and what is not. So something to look forward to for all of us. And on that note, Austin, what are some November dates to look out for?
My greatest pleasure. Listen, sweet cadets, I'll never stop calling you cadets. It's my favorite thing for you.
It's what all the listeners are called now.
It's what you all have become to me. And I don't know. Let me know if you approve of this nickname or if you need a different one. That's for another time. The dates of November that I would like to point out to you begin on the 4th. To this point, we've got a new moon in Scorpio. And listen, y'all, this can be a good time to start a new transformation, to begin solving a problem or to do some research. You can be more comfortable dealing with serious issues, which is, you know, always a nice energy to have about you, right? On the 5th, we've got a couple of big events. Venus enters Capricorn. This is a time that you can be more responsible in your relationships over the coming weeks and work on taking commitment more seriously. Maybe some of you singles or will we, won't we on the brink. Now's the time to shine, okay?
Guy Fawkes.
Also on the 5th, right. Also on the 5th, Mercury enters Scorpio. Your focus here can become more intense and passionate over the next few weeks, and you may have a more serious outlook, okay? So, like, a lot to process, and I'm excited for all of us, okay? On the 11th, we have a second quarter moon phase in Aquarius. This is a time to make adjustments over the next week with the changes that you've been working on and think about doing things in a new way. Maybe some of that Halloween weekend energy carrying over into early and mid-November, okay? On the 19th, we'd love to see it. We've got a lunar eclipse in Taurus. Yes, yes. This is a time to work on removing blocks to stability and security, maybe getting smarter with financial decisions. That's advice I think we can truly all enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This can also be a good time to focus on what has been making you feel less confident and improve your own self-worth, maybe your sense of self-worth, whatever that is. Maybe looking inward, leaning in. How do you make yourself feel a little bit better? On the 21st, the sun enters Sagittarius. Okay. This is a time to work to be bolder, more adventurous, more daring over the next few weeks, not just on the 21st. Okay. Let your outlook be more optimistic and open to new experiences. We truly love to see it. And the last thing I want to mention, but certainly not the least, is on the 24th of November, we will see Mercury enter Sagittarius. Ideas here can be bigger, bolder, and brighter over the next few weeks. Working on plans for opportunities and new experiences should take precedent, okay? Lean in. Go big or go home, sweet cadets. And on that note, Jamie, tell us, we're leaning into November. Who are we talking about first?
First, we'll do Aries. So, Aries, who we will not call Arians, in November, your focus will be finances. It's going to be money things. And you will try to develop ways to achieve more income, higher cash flow, and attempt to set aside some money. And this is maybe something that's been on your mind for a little while, but you haven't like quite been able to save money. Now is the time to like really get serious about that. And you may underestimate your financial situation or perhaps act a little too hastily on like a potential investment or something. And now is actually not the time to listen to your intuition, but rather seek advice from someone who you trust. Maybe someone who's like,
don't listen to your heart.
Don't.
Do not do that.
Because right now your heart is telling you to like buy something that's like a very poor investment. So just talk to your grandfather, uncle, I don't know, wife,
listen, my whoever. Body's saying yes, but my heart is saying no, okay?
Yeah, it's not the time. Talk to someone who's been there before. Anyway, autumn is also going to be critical in terms of your health. And your body is kind of slowly getting used to the transition between the seasons. You're a high energy individual, but like, you know, the days are getting shorter and you're feeling like a little bit of a lag perhaps in your energy. And just take a little more time to take care of yourself. Don't like push too hard. I know you have a tendency to maybe say yes to everything or think you can do it all. But in November, it's a good time to maybe take a beat, relax a little bit, because specifically your chances of migraines and toothaches are pretty high. So watch out for that. November will also bring a powerful mental energy. And so like, yes, you're going to be feeling like maybe a little bit sluggish in your body, perhaps having to do with like the shortening of the days, but you'll have like quite a bit of mental motivation and some new ideas kicking around. And so it's a good time to maybe like pursue those intellectually and know that like you'll have to put some of the bigger action steps on pause until later when your physical energy returns. Yes, yes. But lots of inspiration and kind of planning vibes this month. And this will be, yeah, an ideal time to really like brainstorm a business. And you'll have a lot of feelings of ambition, but wait a little longer before you really execute. Anyway, who is next?
Of course, I am starting it off hot with the sweet Geminis. What's up, my gems? Listen, November is going to be a month in which it's important for us to slow down, start thinking about our savings. Ooh, what a thing we could all enjoy, but is so hard to hear. Yes,
you and the Aries, yep.
That's right. Listen, we're going to feel like this month, my fellow gems, that we have more free time, which we can devote entirely to matters related to family and friends, which just in time for kind of the kickoff of some holiday festivities, if you're a Thanksgiving kind of person, however you want to hang, you know? It's kind of the beginning of the season. And I love this journey of focusing on that. You know what I'm saying?
Focus on the family, yes.
Listen, Venus may also start to kind of develop at a rapid pace for us, okay? A little bit of time to pay attention to our personal charm and goodness of heart. Love to see that, okay? We also maybe have some opportunities for new sources of income. So if you've been hustling or have some things in the air, don't drop your balls, okay? Also, if you are kind of trying to find that life goal and which to strive, maybe you don't have that next step kind of plotted out for yourself this month, sweet gems, of where your new source of income is coming or what you really want to throw yourself into. November's a good time to really be stimulated to act. So if there's anything that like is just kind of tickling your brain, anything that's interesting, whether it's a book, a documentary, an experience, a class, I really encourage you to lean into it, especially if you're not sure where you want to go next, okay? It's a really a month, all in all, for all the sweet gems, for a lot of positive energy, and truly a time that we can really fully engage in action, okay? At the end of the month, I do just want to say, don't forget to focus on your health. If you got any, you know, checkups you've been letting hang in the balance, now I'm speaking directly to myself, this would be a good time. It wouldn't hurt you to take care of yourself, okay? You are pretty important, I would go on to venture, and you should lean in to that health is wealth mentality this month. If you've been putting something on the back burner, I know we all hate the dentist, but there's no time the present.
Yeah.
And with that said, Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Ooh, dentist. Now it's going to be Leos. So Leos in November, these lions are going to need quite a bit of relaxation. Honestly, sounds kind of like a theme, but I really do think that like all of these secrets getting dredged up during Scorpio season fucking takes it out of everyone. Anyway.
Okay.
The past year, Leos, has not been super easy for you. Maybe the residuals of that, we could say, are going to really show up for you this month. And that's going to show up as sort of general fatigue and lack of motivation. And all we can say about that is get enough sleep or schedule like a vacation or some kind of equivalent. But yeah, your body feels like a little fried. Maybe your nerves have been on high alert for a year and a half. And yeah, it's time to take a break. But your work performance will unsurprisingly not be outstanding during this time of needing to relax and perhaps not being able to. But there will also be a feeling of like you're kind of holding your breath at work, like until the end of the year. Like maybe you're reluctant to fully engage with like a project or like a change at work, maybe a promotion, something that you're like, I don't want to say totally yes to that. The good
a tough
news,
place to be.
A very, very tough place to be. The good news is that holding your breath till the end of the year will be actually the right thing to do, as counterintuitive as it may sound. It's going to I know, a weird vibe right now, but like a lot of things are going to change and shift and be up in the air. So just hold tight. Like, you know, avoid any kind of significant career changes or demonstrations until like January or so. And know that like right now, you don't have to approach this kind of thing with the typical amount of commitment that you normally would. So like you can exhale a little bit about that one. And generally, November will make you very, very tired, and all of this holding your breath and et cetera, reflecting on your hard year, you're going to be exhausted, and you might feel like, why am I exhausted? This isn't valid. But like, don't get tangled up in like whether or not your exhaustion is valid, because that will only further exhaust you. And yeah, who is next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Capricorns. Hello, my caps. Listen, y'all have been shining lately, I'm not going to lie. And November is another very successful month in your life. I love to profess it, okay? You will find answers to all of the questions that have been bothering you so far. And whew, what a platitude. I'm into it. Try to approach perhaps the different stages of your life more objectively. I know it's hard. You're a real hustler and MVP, but some objectivity and maybe stepping back from some things, it'll show you what you should be taking more seriously, what really deserves the true Capricorn hustle and seriousness and, you know, commitment that I know you possess. It's so important. And I think if you do that, you know, there is space in a professional matter if you've been trying to gain a little attention at work that you could have that come to fruition. And if it's really a push for you to lean in maybe to some parts of your personal life, I think that's also something that could be recognized by the people that are important in your personal life, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't be convinced that you have to have tunnel vision on one part of your life. Take a moment to, take a 360 view and see where you should channel those strong, beautiful Capricorn-driven energies, you know?
You too are a multifaceted person.
Truly a multifaceted person, not just a career junkie. I know, you get a bad rap. I understand. In the first half of the month, I will say, and maybe this will give you some freedom to explore things in your personal life if you need to, whatever money you need, it seems like it's going to come to fruition, and we love to see it. It's true. It's not always going to be easy for you. And it's, you know, all coming through a real hustle. But a reminder at the beginning of this month not to be discouraged even for a moment, because we know you sweet Capricorns can mobilize if you have the right motivation and if you have the right prize. And I do see some of that from recent months coming to fruition for you at the beginning of November. And I truly love to say it. If you are a coupled Capricorn, this is a time that I really would encourage you to spare whatever moments you have with your other half, because your presence might be more needed than ever. However, if you're a little single cap out on the prowl, I just want to say you got a good shot middle of the month, maybe around the 15th, to meet somebody special who could really shake things up a bit. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a month that I really think you'll be able to combine two things at the same time, your interests and your pleasures. Okay, sweet Capricorn, listen, pleasures never not sounds sexual, and do with that what you will, okay? Mm-hmm. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, it's time for the Taurines, Tauruses. So, Taurines, in November, you are going to have a desire to escape your duties and change up your lifestyle. I get it. But this it doesn't have to be negative or positive. This is a net neutral thing that's happening. So don't try to frame it any kind of way. Just it is. And consider all of the pros and cons and the people who could be affected if you do indeed try to make a huge lifestyle change, which is fine, but also just it's neither good nor bad. And if this is a situation where maybe you're trying to get out of a little bit of trouble, hot water, a mistake you made, maybe think about whether or not running away from this will really help or just put the problem off. And again, I get it. I literally like live to run away from things, but you know, sometimes it backfires. Anyway, this month, the full moon will be in the position of Taurus. So apparently you guys should be especially careful about the full moon's effect on your health in November. And you should avoid any surgery or exertion at this time. So, you know, if you need something removed, maybe do it in December. And in November, you're going to focus on taking care of yourself like a lot of the other signs. But for you specifically, if you wake up in a bad mood, maybe try to exercise. I know that's like the most annoying advice ever. And like, I would want to punch someone who told me that if I woke up in a bad mood. But this is your reading. I didn't make it up. Wake up in a bad mood and exercise. And apparently you'll be fine, but you're a different sign than me. So maybe it will work. Anyway, during this period, taurines may be prone to feeling a little bit uneasy. And so once again, exercising, getting some movement going, it's going to help get out that nervous energy, make you feel better.
Get it out,
yeah. Bring them out. Squeeze them it out. On out. And who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Libras. Hello, sweet Libras, libertarians, all of you abound. Okay, you little peacemakers. In November, there will be events that you may feel seriously affect your own behavior. Ooh, big talk, okay? Some big instincts will be awakened. Oh my. Maybe you're in a place right now that you feel like you want to do something important, something that will have spectacular meaning for other people. Yeah. I just want to caution you to be careful, because you may have some loved ones or a loved one who will try to use your help and goodness to maybe achieve their own goals. You might walk away from some situations feeling a little used this month if you are not careful, okay? So just a warning, but I think this energy of benevolence and things you want to do, big shit, I think it's important and beautiful. And listen, you got a lot of personal charm and many the skill. And you, with that, will quickly charm people, may gain some influence, attention of some high-ranking people. So lean in, okay? Especially if you're around a little taurine, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a Taurus in your life maybe who's floating around all the time. Might be somebody who could help you out, or somebody whose attention you're looking to gain, and you finally will, okay?
And they're good at the things you're not good at.
That's right. That is right. I also want to say, I want to give you some advice. We've given some financial warnings to others, but listen, sweet Libras, November, it's a great time for you to maybe buy some new clothes, enrich that wardrobe. If you've been feeling like you need to switch the style up, now's a great time. Maybe it's a time to get that haircut you've been putting off, or just anything that you really feel like would add to some of that self-confidence that can help you perhaps achieve some of your goals, whatever that looks like for you. I'm rooting for it. Who's next?
Next, it's going to be Scorpio. So, Scorpions, you will not lack a sense of humor in November. I know you had some little bumps along the road with your coworkers literally hating your jokes and it causing a lot of problems in October. So, November, you know, it could be a little easier on that front. And you will entertain others with...
If you let it be, okay?
If you let it be.
We know about you. We know about you, Scorpios.
But you have the opportunity to be very charming and entertaining this month with lots of funny stories and experiences to share with others. And Mercury is going to be the reason why your speaking skills are so sharp at this time. And your communication is going to really be flowing. And so that's great, especially around your birthday. Birthday sex, more likely if you're communicating well.
Birthday
more
sex.
Satisfying. Anyway, on the other hand, though, in some situations, you might be too sincere or too cynical. So also be wary of the overshare around this time.
Yes. Be wary.
Be wary. In this period, Scorpions will have so many obligations that it will be very hard to deal with all of the pressure. And you should remember that workaholism is not a solution, and that really the solution is to, like everyone else, slow down a little bit during this emotionally trying Scorpio season, especially for you who are the season. And just know that the cycle of events, whatever your like work situation, family situation, whatever it is that's going on that you feel like you have to manage, it can handle going on without you for a little while. And like, you could focus on your health perhaps rather than throwing yourself fully into work and everything.
Advice we could truly all enjoy, you know what I'm saying?
Would be fine. Yeah, we all can. But Scorpions, especially during your season, pay attention to that. Do like some stretching or, I don't know, go on a trip or something and sort out your shit, because your mind is going to be racing, seems like. And that's all. Who's next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Sagittarians, the age of Sagittarius.
Yes.
That's a rewrite I just did. You're welcome. Listen, November, sweet Sagittarius, will be a month in which you may be able to prove a few things to everyone. Okay, go off. Uh-oh. Listen, maybe it's a time to show off that professional, you know, skill set, maybe some positions that you could be qualified for or thriving in presently. Okay.
Oh my.
And listen, it's a time that you can really prove that nothing is able to dissuade you from your established plan. Okay. You won't throw words into the wind. You won't make promises without coverage. You will walk the walk and talk the talk, if you know what I'm saying. Okay. Lean in. This will be an extremely important time, okay? Because perhaps a relationship, perhaps romantic, or maybe just like an inner sanctum platonic relationship, but you might experience a little bit of, I don't know, an argument, a disruption in it, or maybe feeling a little bit not sure of yourself, okay? I think this is a time to look back and reflect. You've got a lot of talents, but we've all got blind spots, okay? So don't waste an opportunity to try to do your best, even in an interpersonal way, okay? And maybe develop and grow in ways that will benefit you long term, okay?
That would
because
be great.
It's possible that there is a path for you, you know, maybe in these relationships, maybe professionally, however it is, that will be opened up to you in the not so distant future through kind of what you're experiencing in this little bit of turbulence. Okay. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I also just want to say, listen, towards the end of the month, you may have, you know, kind of gone through the ringer a little bit, and you might be feeling a little weakened, a little bit tired. And I just want to encourage you then to take whatever opportunities you do have this month to rest, take care of your health, okay? Sometimes the best remedy for a cold is just relaxing and chilling out and taking breaks when you can. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's time to do Pisces. All right, Pisces. In November, this November, you will be closer to your family than you have been previously. And I feel like I remember something, yeah, about like a little bit of distance. And so maybe now like that's coming to a little bit of a close. However, don't forget about the relatives who are outside of your immediate family circle, as you maybe haven't seen them in a long time as well. Certain ones of them could be really hard up for your company. And that could be great, or it could be a guilt trap, but you know, only time will tell. And
only time.
The good part is that you will be in an ideal mood to rebuild relationships, and you would all love to be remembering the good old days. So the vibe is like no longer if there was bad blood to dwell on that, but rather like, let's all build a bridge. So lean into that kind of energy. And don't let any kind of embarrassing situations with family get you down, because it's no one cares. No one cares anymore.
No one cares. Honestly, no one fucking cares.
Yeah. And in mid-November, the moon will be in Pisces position, and therefore it will have a substantial effect on all of you, apparently. And like with the Taurus, under a Taurus moon shift, there is also increased of increased risk of injury for the Pisces at this time, specifically in your feet and legs. So,
oh, yeah. Watch them stumps. Okay.
Yeah. Watch out for that. And take care of your health at this time in November, like especially like in regards to work and perhaps like maybe some overwhelming headaches. There could be like a stress headache situation that won't quit.
Sure.
Yeah. And once again, I said this to someone else. It sounds a little counterintuitive, but exercising could be a great way to remedy this, perhaps because the stress is relieved by the exercising and the headaches are caused by the stress. If I had to take a wild guess at why this might work.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Okay. It does. Yes, absolutely. But Pisces, you maybe should also consider to reevaluate your diet at this time. If you, this is not, you know, I'm not telling you to do this, but like just if you eat like a lot of fast food or if you eat like, I don't know, just like a lot of things that are far away from like what the actual food is, like hyper preserved. Yeah. Maybe we want to watch how much cheat dust we're consuming at this time, just for your overall health and well-being. But yeah, who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Virgos. Hello, sweet Virgos. November will bring more attention to your life related to professional matters, okay? Mm. This is a time to maybe analyze what you're interested in, what you fear could bring you disappointment, and what you feel like renewed and recharged about, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a time to kind of process some of those professional fears, skepticisms, excitements, whatever it is, wherever the energy is taking you, you know, and wherever it's dissuading you from, okay? At that time, I really do think that maybe leaving your thoughts in the zone of dreams and fantasies is okay. We know how you sweet, dreamy Virgos can be. But I do want to encourage you this month to then step away from that and put things into action. If you've ever kind of wondered if, let's say, your qualifications are enough, maybe this is a time to consult someone else who can give you an outsider's perspective, maybe boast you up, maybe tell you how to raise your qualifications, maybe let you know that you're overqualified for shit you don't think you're qualified for. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it's time for a way to pad your resume, or maybe it's time to understand that your resume is quite enough for what it's you're quilted. Trying to do.
Yeah.
Mm, quilted. It's also a month in which there will be honestly, a lot of folks who could give you good advice. So I do want to say in all areas of your life, a good time to maybe call upon others, not feel the need to look so exclusively inward, because looking to your friends can bring a lot of positive energy
at all times
to your life, your friends, your mentors, your trusted loved ones, your family, whoever it is. Okay. I do want to say too, that at the end of November, something you say at some point this month could be held against you or flipped around, yeah. Okay? It's always scary. It's scary. It's time. Talking about spooky shit. Okay. Maybe there's a person who takes what you said, like, literally or just hyperbolically, kind of weaponizes it against you. And so with that note, I just want to encourage you to be level-headed. I want to say in a formality way, before you sign any documents, read them carefully. And that is advice we can truly all enjoy. But you may have the impression that maybe there's some troubles or some doubts that have recently plagued you. And I do want you to know that ultimately I feel much resolve for these in November. Okay. So don't be scared. Okay. Mm. But if you do, you know, come across somebody with like a mistaken belief about you or something, I do encourage you in that instance to take matters into your own hand.
Oh my.
And to quash and quell things as you can, you know, nip it in the bud, as they say, right? Mm. Okay. Don't let it grow big. Don't let it throw itself to the rumor mill. You have the power. Only you can prevent forest fires, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
And on that note, I believe we have hearkened to that time.
Indeed.
Of sweet and desperately disappointing superlatives. And Jamie, tonight, will you lead us off with delivering a tragic blow?
I will indeed. And as I nail myself to this cross, I tell you that Aquarians are having the worst month this November.
Oh, no, we hate to see it. The age of Aquarius really was the age of Sagittarius this
month. Okay. It was and it is. But, oh, Aquarians, in November, the influence of Saturn is going to manifest strongly for us. And just as a refresher, Saturn is the planet that rules Capricorn. And it's a really rulesy, bossy, responsibility-heavy kind of planet. So yeah, like a lot of like pressure, rules-heavy kind of feelings because Saturn is just pushing on us. And it's not super unusual for Saturn to push on us. But at this time specifically, the way that it's going to manifest, and this also is not unusual, is that we're going to have a desire to distance ourselves as much as possible from the people around us. And yeah, not my favorite. It definitely happens, like the Aquarius, like whole cave, like whatever we want to call it, where we just kind of like totally detach and live on a cerebral plane for a little while.
You can't imagine.
Yeah, so that could be coming up, and we will apparently not be interested.
Oh, dear Lord, I fear for all of us. Okay.
And yeah, I'll just tell you as a close friend not to expect too much from me, because Aquarians will not be interested in the problems of others, and we will primarily be absorbed in our own thoughts and issues. And
I will ask for no help.
There will be a great sort of melancholy toward our feelings about the year wrapping up. We'll have, I guess, a lot of feelings about maybe not achieving certain goals. I can't really think of anything I feel that way about, but I'm sure it'll hit me later. Anyway, we could perhaps try to compensate for that bad mood by overspending, by piling up the property, if you will. This could be small things, trinkets. Maybe you're a yard sale person, or maybe you're buying like cars and boats and real estate. I don't know, but
I hope you're a yard sale person personally. But go ham.
Either way, Aquarians, we will not be able to stop purchasing. It's going to be a compulsive situation to make us feel better, and we are going to be spending and hoarding. And so it's going to be really important that we watch out for impulsive behavior during November because of this. And yeah, we're going to really have a strong, uncontrollable desire to overspend. And I really think it's going to be about just getting that dopamine and that serotonin up.
I understand it. I've been feeling it as a Gemini live in action right now. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to join you so soon. So I guess like we just have to ask ourselves if we really want something before we buy it. But I don't know. Budget shit's going to get out of control. So the stars are recommending that we buy only the most necessary goods, such as food, period. And we'll see if I can follow that. Anyway, now let's shift gears. And Austin will tell us who's having the best month.
Hello, dear listeners. I've been here the whole time, but now I'm speaking directly to my sweet cancerous crabs. Hello.
Oh my God.
Jamie's partnership is both hiding in misery and thriving this month. Okay. Listen, sweet crabs, what can't you do in November? Okay. Listen.
Save your Aquarius partner from despair, I hope.
We hope that you can do that. We can't know, but that's not what I'm specifically here to talk about. Okay. So listen, we've been talking for you, sweet cancers, I feel like, in recent months, a lot about just like a thirst to travel, getting to know new places, traditions, cultures, ways of living, all of it. And I feel like this is the month you can really execute it. So run full force into the travel and exploration this month, whatever that looks like for you and whatever you've been yearning for, this is the month, okay? As you kind of implement this plan, maybe it's necessary to take a close person with you. I don't know if I recommend an Aquarius, if they're truly in a hellscape, we can't know. But maybe it's a group of friends, maybe just other people who have a similar interest and thirst for life. Maybe you ban up with other cancers, but also, here's to mention to you, sweet crabs, like a magnet, you will attract all kinds of people to yourself this month, especially perhaps a Gemini holler at me, my crabs. Okay, I'm here for you. Listen, You get a lot of passion, sweet Cancers. We know you. You're very passionate, loving, loyal, beautiful creatures. And you may have the ability this month to really find people with common passions. We love to see it. You are going to just shine in topics of conversation, opportunities to grow closer to people through these conversations. Maybe at the beginning of this month, there could be a person who's just a nice acquaintance, but maybe this is somebody who you get to know and lean on and get closer to, maybe become something more, whether romantically or platonically, just a deeper friendship, somebody you can really count on. Either way, you got a big chance for success and just a happy, beautiful new relationship, whatever the dimensions of it are, okay? Everything you decide to start and implement this month, I really feel the tones of success a ringing, okay? So if there's something that you've been unsure about whether to pull the trigger, November's the month. It's a blessing, okay? I'm just saying. Also, if you've been holding off again on implementing these plans of like a long trip or like a big professional kind of trajectory or whatever, this is the time. There's nothing that's not going to work out, sweet crabs.
Oh my.
Go ham. And by ham, I mean go raw bar. I don't know. Who's to say? Listen, all your new ventures, really, I do encourage, I think anything that's new, maybe start in the second half of the month, but it's a good time to really lean into anything that's drawing you towards it. And also maybe if you've had some interest, maybe about your health, about your lifestyle, about anything like that, and you've maybe been doing a little research, whatever's calling to you, that's a good time to lean into it too in the latter half of the month. Because sweet crabs, there's not a venture, excursion, delight that I don't think you could lean into this month without success. Okay.
Wow.
And on that note, clap, 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 go the pinchers.
Tap, tap,
and
tap.
Here goes your November and also your Hollow weekend. So, sweet spooky cadets, you'll be cadets to me for forever as we gaze these stars. Mm-hmm. As always, I say to you, we'll see you again some other weeks with some other things. And we'll see you next month with your December horoscopes. I can't believe we're going to be talking about December. It's insane.
It's truly insane. That's truly insane. Yeah. And have a great Hollow weekend. And I hope that your Monday, November 1st, is soft. And
oh, the softest of hangovers, be them physical or emotional. And if you need emotional support in that time, as always, you could find us on the internet via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLT tweets.
Goodbye.
Bye.